you can't hear that.
Blog Talk Radio.
What about? This is how I had it set up yesterday. It's still fluctuating. Fuck. Wait. Can you hear this? Let me know. Can you hear the commercial?
Sometimes we need a booster.
Yeah, I can hear the commercial. Yep, I hear the commercial.
You can hear the commercial, but you can't hear the audio.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it's
probably sort of your end where it's just not.
Yeah, but everything's. I mean, I can hear you perfectly, and it's fluctuating.
Maybe some of your mic. The way is your mic. The output was coming out.
Yeah, I mean everything. StreamYard is showing that it's moving and everything.
Are you on a Mac?
No. I'm not on a Mac. I don't Mac. Hold on. Let me see here. Let me turn.
You got to go to your.
All right. Can you hear? Wait. Let me see. Let me unmute this. Hold on. All right. Can you hear that?
Nah, keep talking.
Check mic, check.
Nah, testing. I still don't hear it.
That's weird, dude. That's weird. Let's see. Because I don't know, because all my settings are set up. Because I was on a stream, and I never changed anything. Hold on, let me jump out, jump back in. Hold on one second. Let me remove myself. Hold on, remove. All right, I'm remove myself.
Maybe we gotta like log out and log back in or something.
That's what I'm doing right now. Hold on, let me leave the studio. And hold on, shit. Yes, hello.
Hey, Mr. Williams, this is Michelle with Dr. Citrinova's office.
Yes.
Hi, the dimethyl nasal spray that Dr. Citrinova called in for you is not covered by the insurance. So I went ahead and sent him the two alternatives.
Okay, are they generic?
Generic, correct.
Okay, sounds good.
Do one in the morning and one in the evening.
Okay.
Use both of them, you know.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, can you hear me now, Lucario?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Nah, I still can't hear you.
Right.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Now you can hear me.
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, here we go. Shit, here we go. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
All right.
I was like, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. All right, let me go get the intro. Here we go, brothers. Here we go.
Yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
How you doing, Mr. Cario? How you doing, my brother? What's up?
What's going on? What's popping? What's the deal?
Man, I can't call it, man. Shout out to Alfie. What's up, Big Alfie? Yeah, hey, I'll be in the building and shit. Yeah, what's up, chat room and all that other stuff? We ready to kick this off, but I got a surprise for you, Miss Licario. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, so before we start the show, we want to just make sure that we see if I got it right. Make sure we just play this for everyone.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
That's what's up. Holy shit. Now, that's some real shit. I like that shit. Damn.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
My goodness. I'll read the first email.
All right, let's get it.
Happen. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. You feel what I'm saying? We're about to get it in.
Shout out to Alvin, yes.
Yeah, so this is the first email. So this one says, me and my girl broke up a few weeks ago. She broke up with me because she said that she felt like we were going in two different directions in life. I miss her and want to get her back. She texted me yesterday and she said that she missed me and that she wanted to get back together. I haven't responded back yet. Because I want to get back with her, but at the same time, I don't want to get played. What should I do?
He said two different directions. They're going in different ways. She hit him back, and he hasn't responded.
Yeah.
So that shows me there's no leadership. There's no assertiveness with this guy, because if you're a man, you lead the woman. And if she reaches – now, again, a lot of women have pride and ego. So if she reaches out to you, Mr. Licario, that means she's saying, okay, I'm dropping the white flag. I'm submitting. Now lead me and tell me where I want to go. But if you're not talking to her, that means you're being more emotional than the woman, Mr. Licario, because it seems like he's got his feelings in this. What you got on that, brother?
Yeah, I think what happens is, because he was saying that he said that she broke up with him, and now she's trying to come back. You know what I'm saying? So I think what this, because this is what usually happens when the whole breakup thing goes down.
Okay.
So she broke up with him because she wasn't feeling it for whatever reason, and now she's trying to get back at him. So he's already like he's missing her. She's also kind of, I guess, missing him. So she wanted to get back with him, but what I think is happening is this, and this is the thing, because I'm not big on, you know, getting back with exes. You know?
Right. Exactly.
And if you want to get back with them, I feel like they got to go through some shit before you even get back with them.
Yes.
But I think what happened was she broke up with him. Let's say, for example, maybe there was another dude in the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe she, was feeling some type of way and wanted to fuck with some other people. And now that she realized the grass wasn't greener on the other side, now she's coming back to him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like if, to your point, he still does need to lead the interaction. So this is how I would say he should lead it if he's going to actually get back with her.
Yes.
I would tell him to hit her up and say, all right, cool, we could chill, but you ain't going to be my girl.
Yes. Yes.
So we going to start it off like how we began. We're going to be on some fuck buddy shit for a while. I'm going to have to test you all over again. It's like a do-over. You know when you get left back, you got to take the class over again. So she has to do all the bullshit over again to prove that she could be my girlfriend later on down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Hang out, fuck, and then after a while, then I'll see if you can be my girl. But
you on point, right? I forgot she broke up with him. I forgot you said that.
Right.
So if you're leaving me, there can't be a relationship. Now it could be a fuck ship.
There could be a
booty call ship. Mm-hmm. But like you say, you got to start from the bottom and work your way back up to the balls and the dick. So absolutely,
right.
Absolutely. We do have a phone call in. Do you want me to take the call or do you want me to read the email?
Let's get it.
All right, let's go ahead and take the call. Here we go.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch off.
Erico 111, what's your question, guard? What's up, brother?
Well, we're gonna ask you a question. You talked about if a girl leave you, she can go back to her. What about, you know, what about the girl like that broke up with you, and you know what I'm saying? Like you didn't do anything wrong or anything like that, and she broke up with you for another guy. I broke up with you because she was depressed. Do you think you were the one that caused the problem, or is it? Should you know what was the issue behind it?
You want to go first, Lucario, or shall I?
Yeah, I think I already know who this is, but I'll answer the question anyway. So you say, wait, you said if you was the cause of the problem?
Yeah, like, are you the cause of the problem?
That she broke up? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying, like, if a girl broke up with you, because, like, my ex of 5 years, she broke up with me. So I was wondering if she broke up with you because she was depressed or something like that, or is that usually your fault?
Well, it's the thing. If you did something, right, where, you know, if you're doing anything that makes you unattractive, you know what I'm saying, then that's your fault. You understand what I mean? Because you have to understand that a relationship is business. You understand? It's not really all this super lovey-dovey type of shit people want to make it out to be. At the end of the day, relationship is business, meaning are you doing the things that, you know, I need you to do for me to want to stay here and vice versa. You understand? And so if that person isn't doing that stuff, the other person's going to leave, they're going to dump you, it's just not going to work out. So, yeah, there are times where you might do shit that caused the girl to want to break up with you. You understand? Now, there's times where she breaks up with you just out of the blue, where it's just on her own, like she's like, well, I just don't feel it because of this, or she wants to get with another person. But there are times where you may do things that sort of prompt her to want to fucking get out of there. You understand? But at the end of the day, it's still her decision to leave or not. So she's still making that decision. But there are things that you might do that's gonna make her wanna, you know, just keep it moving. But Steve, what's your thought?
I wanna know why he has his emotions in this motherfucking woman that ain't shit. Dude, you understand, you gotta understand something. Here's your problem. You care about her more than she cares about you. And that's why she left you. Because you never gave her a reason to stay. What you did was you gave her a million reasons to leave you because you are the emotional one. You're the emotional one. Do you understand what I'm saying, young man? Because
I understand what you're saying.
Right. But hear what I'm saying. This is why, listen, I'm saying this out of love. You got to say, fuck that bitch. You got to say, fuck her. Because what she's expecting you to do is run behind her, kiss her ass, and apologize. What you got to do is act like nothing's wrong. When you see her, say how you doing. When you walk by her, smile. And she's going to wonder what's wrong because for 5 fucking years, all you've been doing is taking her fucking crumbs. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But when I had sex with her, I pissed in her face in the shower.
I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what you do. You sound soft as fuck. You hear what I'm saying? You sound weak. That's why she ain't fucking with you. Fuck off my phone. Go to a quick commercial. Fuck that.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And welcome to badboymembership.com. This is a place. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the... I know you're tired of getting rejected. I know you're tired of being scared to approach girls. I know you're tired of being alone on a Friday night. So this is why you need to join the bad boy membership.
Yes, sir.
Steve is abusive to my questions.
You like that shit. All right, we got another caller in. Eric Code.
Let's do it.
443, what's the question, brother?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Dean Williams, Aqua Dragon, man. I've actually talked to you a couple of days ago on Lucario's live stream. Hey, what's up, Lucario?
What's going on, fam?
Hey, no, man. You know what? Hey, Steve the Dean Williams, when I was telling you a couple of days ago, I was saying I recognize the mistakes I made in the dating game. You know what I'm saying? I recognize the part I played in that was to my detriment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to fully blame everything on the woman. I blame some of that on myself, even though I didn't know some things, but it's some things I kind of did know. But I was too much of a, how you say, grass eating lion in situations that kind of put me in bad categories. But now, since I've learned these things and I'm more of alpha guy and I don't give a fuck no more, you know what I'm saying? I put myself first. You know, I see myself with different results. You see what I'm saying? And yeah. So I don't put my emotions involved no more. And I just say, it is what it is. You know, if she found somebody better, cool. Hey, happy for her. If I found somebody better, cool. So, I mean, that's my take on the game now.
Okay. I think that's good. That's a great start. But remember, it's good to say it while you're at home in the comfort of your house.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to really feel it is when you get in front of your opponent. That's when you're going to know where
exactly.
You're at.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
It's about when you're face-to-face with that woman, and you should be able to check her. Lucario? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I feel what you're saying is that, you know, all of it comes down to real life experience. You know what I'm saying? When you're face to face with the chick, because see, this is the funny part. It's easy for us to say what we're gonna do, but mm-hmm. when you're mm-hmm. in the situation, what's really gonna happen? And that's the real test when you're in the situation, because when you're in the situation with your emotions and shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you gotta make
sure, exactly.
make sure that you're always right. on point whenever you're having any of these interactions with women, because sometimes because you get so caught up in the moment and you're feeling the girl and you know if you with a chick for a minute, you care about her, the emotion's gonna be there, but you still always gotta keep them in check, because again, like I was saying to the last guy I was calling, is that
mm-hmm.
Relationships are business. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so,
exactly.
You can't once you do something. Once you start acting a certain type of way, or you start acting funny or whatever, so let's say a girl do something and she gets you mm-hmm. all emotional, you start acting mad, emotional and crazy, start yelling at her, start doing some other shit. Now she sees you as that. You can't really take that back. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, so, because first impressions are best impressions, right?
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, first okay. best impressions. So now, that's why when I go in situations, even though I ain't really interacted with chicks lately, but I always got that on my mind, because and what keeps me fresh is by keep listening to you guys, so that way I know what to be prepared for when I interact with a woman. You know what I'm saying? When I see her on a date, don't focus on her. Focus on if she's worthy of being with. Focus on
yes.
the red flags she's showing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, motherfucker. Hell, motherfucking yes. I love that shit. Matter of fact, because you
mm-hmm.
said it right, I think I'm going to give you a dad. Let me find dad real quick, because I think you did it right. Good job, dog. Good job.
I think I'm going to be the scapegoat
yeah.
for the whole
yeah.
chain.
Okay. All right, we'll throw you back in, man. But thanks for the call, my brother, okay?
No problem, Steve. Peace.
Respect to both. Respect. Okay, we got another call real quick. But before we let's hit it a quick commercial again. Let's do it.
Well, before I get married, you have to come fuck me. Because I definitely cannot go on knowing how good that dick could be. I don't even have to touch myself. Nothing. You get this pussy so fucking creamy and juicy and wet and oh my god.
All right. All right. All right. Area code 856. You're on Mr. Lucario. Steve Dean wins. What's up, brother? All right. 856 going once. 856 going twice. What's up, bro? What's your question?
So, what do you do with like ugly ass bitches that are like two, and they just talk mad shit? You know what I mean? Like they sit right next to you, like say work or something. And like they just talk shit about you. Like, what can you do then? Like, do you like? I know you're not supposed to like reflect the same energy back, but like, what would you do in that situation?
Okay, Corey, would you like to go first, or should I?
Wait, so you say what do you do with a girl? You saying a chick that you find unattractive? just talking shit about you. That
yes,
you
yes.
Like, she's not attractive. She just talks mad shit.
That's just ignore that shit. She probably like you. You know what I'm saying? Which is why she's talking shit. Just ignore her. That's it. Especially if you got work. You know what I'm saying? That should be none of your business, really. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why y'all give a fuck about what these women think so much. Why do you care, 856?
No, I don't really care, but
No. You care because you called and asked us about this shit. So don't lie to us.
I care.
Why?
Because it pisses me off that you hear it every day. You know what I mean?
So you're telling me a motherfucker that bleed once a month has that kind of control over you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, so what's the shit they talking? What they say?
Like they talk about like in school wise, right? They talk about your grades, how like, you know, you're not smart or some shit like that. Like it's just petty shit like that.
How old are you?
Huh? Me? Like 17.
Yeah, you.
Oh, 17. Oh, you a kid, man.
You're a
youngin', dude. Go tell Miss Crabtree.
Bro, listen, man. Don't worry about none of that. Don't worry about none of that stuff, man. Just ignore them. And look, since you're young, we got to teach you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look. Talking shit about you for the rest of your life.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Get used to it.
Yes.
Get used to it and don't, it don't matter. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to talk mm-hmm. a bunch of shit about you for the rest of your life, women, men, whoever.
Yes.
So you got to ignore everything everybody's saying about you and just focus on what you're going to do, what you're doing in your life, and then keep it moving. Because whatever they say about you don't mean nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just them giving their opinion. Which everybody has their opinion. Everybody has the right to think how they want to think, but that doesn't reflect on who you actually are. So don't believe anything they're saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't believe none of that shit.
All right.
Would you respond to them, or would you just absolutely just ignore them?
My brother,
ignore them.
Just smile. Don't look. You do more damage by just holding your line than doing anything because she wants. It's like elementary school where these girls, like, fuck with you. The girl likes you. She's just trying to get your attention. But you ain't trying to fuck with the other bitch. So fuck her. Fuck that bitch.
Gotcha.
Right? Hold on.
Thank you, guys.
Reverend out? Okay, let me get the Reverend out for that one, what he should say. Here we go.
You don't like it? This is my ass. You don't like it. This is my house.
There you go. That's how you gotta do that shit. All right, real quick, we got other calls to grab. Thank you, caller. We appreciate it. We gotta hit another commercial with Miss Lucario. We will be right back.
How many YouTube?
Oh wait, oh damn, this is the wrong one. That's not Miss Lucario. No, damn, hold on. That's not Miss Lucario. This is Miss Lucario. My bad, guys.
Until you understand the truth, you'll keep being disappointed in everything you do when it comes to women and the dating game. Welcome to BadBoyMembership.com. You get new, honest, straightforward information every month from the bad boy himself, Mr. Lucario. Think about it, guys. Her pussy is wet, her mouth is watering, and she has nothing to put inside of it but some food. Change up the game by learning what it takes to become the man she needs, not the bitch she wants. BadBoyMembership.com. I keep telling you, the truth is inside you. But wouldn't you rather it be inside her mouth or between her legs?
All right, my dog.
That's just beautiful.
All right, get another call. Area code 385. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Lucario, last week, man, I called you because I was telling you I've been more successful with women who have approached me as opposed to me approaching them. Well, anyway, there's a question I forgot to ask you. The women that I'm seeing right now, one woman, she actually told me that she wants to have an open relationship with me. She says she just wants to be, basically my main bitch. But the question is that I know that there's a difference between dating and seeing and fucking multiple women, and as opposed to just having an open relationship with a woman. So I want to know how should I handle that, or what type of questions should I ask her going into a open relationship.
Wait, well, how long have you been messing with her for?
About 3 months.
You ain't gotta even think. You ain't gotta even talk about no open relationship. Y'all already in an open relationship. When you dating a girl and she's not your girl, you fucking other girls right now, right?
Exactly.
Right, and she's fucking other dudes. So now all you tell her is, look, if you hang in there with me for at least a year and you cooperative and you show me that you girlfriend material, you show me you main chick material, then I'll make you my main chick in like a year or so. But right now we just kicking it, we just doing what we do. So you don't even gotta so to her, just let her know like, hey, you could be the main chick, but later if you show me that you're worth being the main chick. But right now y'all been just fucking around for 3 months. Y'all keep fucking around. Like don't, because I always tell guys, don't make no chick your girl unless you've been with her for at least a year. You understand what I'm saying? So let her.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Let her show that she's consistent first. You feel what I'm saying? Then you can talk about her being your main chick and all that other stuff. You see what I mean?
Yeah, a caller. Okay. You in an open relationship with all your bitches, dog. That's what you don't understand,
right,
man. You in an open relationship. So just because she say, I want an open relationship. See, this is where you need to take the reins and be more assertive. Every woman that you fucking with, you let them know. If you want to go out to dinner with a motherfucker, go ahead, because I'm not taking you out to dinner. If you want to cry on someone's shoulder, call that motherfucker up, because I'm not that guy. When you want some dick or some bubble gum, hey, I'm all out of bubble gum, call me. That's it. You got to take the reins. Don't let her dictate the relationship. If she says, I want an open relationship, hot damn it, cool. That's good. Hey, you want to go eat on his dime. You want to go hang out, hang on to his dime. But when you want to fuck, be more than happy to come over, suck my dick, and tell me about all the dinners and hangouts you had. That's all you got to do, my brother.
Right. And see,
okay, that makes sense.
You still got to see how, because when you have a main chick, it's not about her just calling herself your girl. She got to actually be able to handle that position. It's just always use the analogy or the example of again, a business, because it's very
right.
Same thing. If I have a company, you understand, you can't just be there working there for 3 months and want to be the fucking manager of the fucking, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to work your way up to manager. So I got to see how you work over an extended period of time before I make you manager. You see what I mean? So it's the same concept. Let her work for this shit. And then once she's shown that she's worth that, then you say, okay, I'm going to put you in this position, because she talking about she want an open relationship, but can she handle it though? Can she handle that consistently? Can she handle when she want to see you, you be like, nah, look, I can't see you tonight. I'm going to see so-and-so. Or she's like, hey, can we hang out? I'm going to fuck this girl over here. Can she handle that? Because she needs to show you that she can handle that on a consistent basis. Because if she can't, then she can't be no main chick.
Right.
In the over- you see what I'm saying?
Right. And she's used to, and she's also used to guys. Well, why are you seeing other people? What
right.
about us? I thought you cared about me. You want to fuck her head up? Tell her have a good time. And when she going out to dinner with that guy, hey, look, I like my steak medium well. I want a
right.
side of El Gratin potatoes, and I want that lobster macaroni. That's what I want you to order when you out with that guy. Bring it home, cook it for me, and suck my dick. That's all you got to do, brother, okay?
I got you, fellas. Hey, I appreciate that. Get my mind in the right position. All right, you guys
no
have a good
doubt.
Day.
Okay. All right, have a good day. We got next call. Let's go to commercial real quick.
How many YouTube videos and fucking bad information is it going to take to show you that in order to understand women, you have to realize that being a man has nothing to do with what a woman says, thinks, or does. As soon as you make it about her, you become her. Are you tired of bending over backwards just for some hug crumbs, a fucking bullshit message, or maybe just some pussy? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Do you want to learn what it takes to make that woman want to fuck you more than anything? The Man Mindset membership can get you there. This membership offers you a wide range of PDF files, product discounts, and 4 hours a month of never-seen information. Join our membership today.
All right, we're back. All right, let's bring the next caller in. We got the calls lined up. Area code 111, what's your question, man? What's up?
Oh, what's up, man? What's up, guys?
I'm actually called Lucario. It's been a while since I called Lucario, but I've been on Lucario's channel. It's my first time calling this live stream, so I big up to both of you. Basically, I've got quite a weird situation. Basically, you know, we've got lockdown in the UK, and I've lost my job and everything. I've still got money patterned up and stuff, so I've been out going out, you know what I'm saying, getting groceries. I approached this girl, and I got a number and stuff. And I did, like, 5 approaches that day. It wasn't really working out, you know what I mean? But I managed to get this girl, you know what I'm saying? I've been texting her for the whole, like, throughout the whole afternoon yesterday. She came today, you know what I'm saying? We watched a film, like Netflix and stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring her to my room so we can do some stuff together. But then she's like, changed her mind. She's like, oh, I don't know. So I just told her to get out of my house. And she was like, what? And I said, just get the fuck out of my house. And then she slapped me in my face and punched me. And then she just ran out of my house. Like, I was kind of like bleeding in my mouth and stuff. And then she's like, been ringing me and saying she's going to get someone to come to my house and beat me up, her brother or something. So I just wondered, how do you deal with a situation like that?
Governor. Hello, Governor. Look, man. Check it out, brother. Seriously. I always had a rule, man. My house is, when you come over my house, that means you forfeit that pussy. You can't come over. My house is not the hangout house for a woman. My house ain't for you to tell me about your problems. When you come through these doors, that means you either sucking my dick or you're fucking me or a combination of the both. And what your problem is, you didn't let her know what was. You waited. You were like, well, hello, if I get a bloody to my fucking house, or let the sun, the moon, and the stars all line up, and the bitch is going to give me motherfucking pussy. Doesn't work that way, man. You got to let these women know the honest truth. If you coming over my house, you coming over the fuck. No. We can watch Netflix. Hell, we can even throw water on each other and pillow fight. But at the end of the day, you're going to, look, remember this, the motto, you ain't coming over if I ain't coming. I'll say it again. You ain't coming over if I ain't coming. Lucario?
So he said that you tried to have sex with him. You said she punched you and slapped in her mouth?
No, basically, I was texting her, you know what I mean, throughout the whole afternoon yesterday, you know what I'm saying, like, to come over to mine. We did talk about sex and stuff, so, like, it was expected, but we came, and then we were watching Netflix in the living room, and then I brought her back to my place, we started kissing and stuff, I brought her back to my room, and she's like, oh, I don't want to do this, you know what I mean, and then I was like, okay, get the fuck out of my house, and then she slapped me and kicked me, and then I started bleeding in my mouth, and she ran out the door, and she said...
Wait, this is the first time this chick was over your house?
Yeah, it was the first time, yeah.
And so where you meet this girl from? Tinder?
No, I met her in real life. I called her first, and like...
When was the first time you met her? When did you meet her?
Pardon, what did you say?
I said, when did you meet her?
Basically, yesterday.
You met her yesterday,
so, like,
where?
Basically, just down the road from where I live.
Where you met her at?
The grocery store, man.
This motherfucker.
Cut him off. He's trolling.
Yeah, he's trolling. Yeah, get your UK.
He said that they on lockdown, so what the fuck you mean of that?
Yeah, let me get rid of this motherfucker, man.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your dumps ain't my dumps. Bitch, I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll.
All right, let me go ahead. I know. Well, let me get you guys another Lucario ad, man. Got to pay the sponsors. This is for you, Mr. Lucario.
Truth is inside you. But in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLucario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, the truth is inside you, The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why?
All right, here we go. Lace and Corey. All right, here we go. Eric Code 617. What you got for us, brother?
Hey, am I on?
Yep.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, this is 617. Yeah, let me just say a few things. I'm a black 48-year-old divorcee, young son of four, up here in Maine. You know, I know I sound like a white guy, but I'm actually black. And there are very few women of color up here, and they're –
Hey, look, man, ask the fucking question, bitch. I don't give a fuck where you from. Ask the fucking question. What's your fucking question, motherfucker?
Okay.
I can tell you what your problem is. You can't even talk. I don't give a fuck where you from, how tall you are, and how old you are, bitch. She don't care.
All right.
So ask the fucking question and stop wasting our goddamn
time. Okay, here we go.
Shit.
All right. It's all good. It's all good. All right. So
all
I met a woman online in New York who said, I love you. We've been on the on Bumble for about a half an hour. Well, I should say 30 days, about a month, going back and forth. And, you know, we've been hitting it off, good conversations. We've done a lot of FaceTiming. I guess my question is, you know, how should I handle it? Because she's like, oh, I want to move up and live with you in Maine. Want to, you know, get close to your son. You know, I want to, and, you know, she's really attractive. She's really hot. You know, I'm not a guy who gets a lot of women. And so I'm like, wow, you know, this woman's really, you know, professing her love for me. And, you know, this is something that doesn't really happen. So I'm just wondering what you guys think I ought to do.
Wait, hold on. You said you've been talking to a woman on Bumble for 30 days?
Yeah, because she's in another state. She's in New York State, and I'm up here in Maine.
Right. And so she says she wants to come and live with you?
Yeah, she's a divorcee herself, no kids. My age, you know, and is like, yeah, I want to come up and I love you and I want to be with you and I want us to lock it down.
What do you think about that though?
I think it's too good to be true. Although I am, you know, really impressed by how well we're getting along, how well we're talking, how well we're, you know, really relating to each other and rapping. And, you know, I feel like there's a connection there. But, you know, with all things that seem to be too good to be true, you know, I think that this is a little bit too good to be true.
Bro, you don't know this woman. And y'all been speaking for a month back and forth on an app. And she's saying she wants
and
to move
FaceTime.
In.
And on FaceTime.
You're taking
and
her seriously?
And on FaceTime.
Right.
Yeah, I am kind of taking her seriously. She's not really necessarily pushing the move in bit, but she's like, yeah, I want to be with you. And, you know, I want us to, I want to be with you exclusively. And I want you to lock it down with me. And I don't want you to be, you know, talking to other women and shit.
Bro, you've never met this woman before.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, yeah, we've.
So what are you talking about? So why are you taking her seriously? First of
because she's hot.
Well, you're talking to no chick for 30 days in a row and FaceTiming and having this digital fucking relationship when you don't know the woman. You understand? She hasn't earned any of this attention. This is the problem. You got to understand when you're dealing with women, right? Again, like you have a job, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what would you think about your company if the first day you worked at your company, what's your position at your job?
Yeah, I just work for a small company. Yeah.
And how long you were working for them for?
7 years.
7 years. Now, let's say the first 30 days you worked there, they made you the fucking vice president, CEO of the company. What would you think about this company?
Well, if I were doing a good job, I would say, hey, you know, you've recognized the talent that I bring, and I appreciate it, and wow, you know, I thank you for the promotion.
Mr. Lucario, caller, this is my belt. This caller is my fucking respect. And I put my respect on my shoulder every day. And every bitch I meet, I don't give a fuck if it's Hell in a Cell, a chain match, Texas Tornado. I don't give a fuck what it is with the bitch. I'm always going to come out with my belt, meaning I'm all about respect because I'm the inner champ. That means I don't give a fuck what she thinks. I don't give a fuck what she wants. I'm not here to tell the kids to eat their vitamins. I'm not here to be a good guy. I'm only here to protect my respect, my belt that I carry over my fucking shoulder, sir. And what I'm saying to you is that you ain't got no belt, you ain't got no respect, and you ain't got no motherfucking spine, dude. That's why she's, you talking about because she's beautiful? Fuck that bitch. The problem is, you're the problem. Do you understand that shit? Do you?
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, I'm a divorcee. I haven't had, a girlfriend in years.
I don't. Okay.
Let me say something real quick. Hold on. Let me say something. You got kids, right?
Yeah, I got young kids, and she was a nanny before, and I would think that she might be good with my kids. And
hold on. And how old are your kids?
7 and 9.
Okay. Now, let's say your 7 and 9 year old say, "Daddy, I want ice cream and candy for breakfast every morning." You gonna give it to them?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not healthy.
Okay, so now when you have a woman saying, "I want to be your girlfriend and move in with you," and all that other shit, are you gonna give her all that shit she's talking about?
Well.
No,
we haven't met yet.
No, it's not.
All right, he's trolling,
bro. The same way that it's not healthy to give your kids ice cream and candy for breakfast, and you know what? It's not healthy for you to be fucking giving a woman that type of relationship so early. See, the thing is, your kids are supposed to want candy and ice cream and all that shit for breakfast because they're kids. The woman is supposed to be pushing for a fucking relationship and all that other shit because she's a woman. But you're the man, so you're supposed to manage all that shit and tell everybody, fuck no, you ain't getting candy and ice cream for breakfast. You ain't getting no goddamn relationship from knowing me no. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing that.
Yeah, I think he's trolling. Yeah, we let's get that. Hold on one second.
Bad bitch ass fat fuck. Bad.
All right, so we go to quick. Hold on a second, real quick commercial, guys. Hold on.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right, we're back. All right, so let's go ahead and hit the calls. We got calls, area code 617, then we got 585. 617, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, I'm just continuing. What do you recommend that I do?
Okay, I recommend you getting your bitch ass off the phone. Let's go to this call real quick.
He's my best. What to do. Don't fuck
with dumb fucker. Hey, 861-825, all those numbers. What's your question, brother?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
can you hear me? Oh, okay, cool. Hey, how you doing? Listen, here's my question. Just a very quick background. I'm a businessman, and I'm in China. I've been in China for a couple of years, and I do import-export. Here's the thing. I've been running into a problem lately with women. I've been dating women, and I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to make my girlfriend. And here's the issue. I run into two types. One type is very, like, what you would say, submissive. She cooperates, and, she's really pleasant to be with, and the sex is good and everything. But she's not much of a help to my, to what I'm doing in my business life. The other type There's a lot of very smart business women out here. They tend to be like a little older, let's say like in their, you know, 30s, early 40s, because I myself, I'm in my late 30s. And these women, they're very smart when it comes to business, but they're always like, you know how people are sometimes, like business people, they're very like thick-headed, they're kind of like opinionated, and it's difficult to get along with them, but they're very good in business, and they have good company. So I'm trying to, hello?
No, oh, keep going. Tell
hello?
The story. We're listening. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So that's basically it. I'm trying to find someone that I can get with that has both qualities. Oh, you dogging me on that music in the background.
Hey, hold on. Is this Bobby?
Bobby? No.
Yeah, Bobby Mixtow. Is that Bobby Mixtow?
MGTOW?
Wait,
hell
you,
no.
You want,
no. No,
no. You want to go first,
okay.
Lucario, or shit?
Like Bobby Mixtow, but go ahead, Steve. What you
all
say?
Right, call it, look. Call it, listen. Which you are, you're the problem, okay? I don't care
what's
if
up?
She's white. Listen, sir, you're the problem because you don't know what you want and you don't know how to get what you want out of these women. You're, all you've been doing for the last few minutes is making it about Sarah's nice smile, but she picks apples, and then there's Pam's nice smile, and she peels bananas nice. Fuck Sarah and fuck Pam. What do you want? What do you want? And whatever it is you want, you go after it, and if the bitch doesn't have it, train her to make it. That's how easy it is, brother. You're complicating this way too much. The problem is you. You're not going after what the fuck you want, Mr. Lucario.
No, that's real talk. And look, because again, either like Steve was saying, either you create that woman into the type of woman you want, and she follows suit, and she does those things, or you get rid of her and find another chick who already has those qualities or who's coachable to where you can, you know, get it to that point. So it's not about you saying, well, this woman is this way, and then you have the women who are like that. Forget all that. Just find that woman or women who have all those traits you want, or you teach them how to have those traits. That's it.
Okay,
that's
let
it.
Me ask you something. Yeah, let me ask you something then. Let's say I told you about the two types of women. The one is kind of like they're very good, but they're kind of thickhead. The other one type of girl is much more feminine and nice, but they don't have like a good business sense. Which one do you think is easier to mold into the person I'm looking for?
Both those bitches can be molded.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all guys act like these women come out of the package perfect. They don't. That's why they need someone to yank their motherfucking chain and train them. They come. You're dealing with women that deal with weak motherfuckers, so they don't know what they don't know how to guide themselves around a man. So that's why it's important that I don't care if she peels bananas or oranges. How is she gonna suck your dick, lick your balls, shut the fuck up, and suck your dick again? That's the question. All that other shit don't matter. All that head shit doesn't, Lucario. What you got on that,
bro? That's what I'm saying. Look, it, you know, any one of those girls, all you like, it's like when the chick comes to you how she is. It's almost like,
yeah,
you know, when you fucking, when you go to the doctor gets a bunch of different patients with a bunch of different fucking, you know, ailments or whatever, or sicknesses. And he says, okay, you need this. The next patient comes in, like, all right, take two of these. You understand? So he's like, I'm going to fix you up to get you to where you need to be. It's the same thing. So if the chick, if let's say you say the chick ain't got no business sense, right? You train her to have some business sense. You see that this chick, she don't know how to take direction well. You train her to take the direction well. Now, if they can't do that, right? Then you just kick them to the curb and find somebody else who can.
Right.
Is that
cool? That's it. Okay, brother.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Good advice. Good advice.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to a quick Lucario commercial. We got other calls to come in, guys. I want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Here we go.
Do you want to learn the easiest way to have more sex with more women? Then get the critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. In this book, you'll learn everything you need to know about attracting and sleeping with beautiful women. That's How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. Get your copy today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
All right, get that shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Area code 585. What's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, Steve? I like that. I like that picture in the back with you and the women and shit, worshiping you and shit. That shit tough.
Thank you. Thank you. That's how. That's just how I feel. I just wanted to show the world how I feel. But go ahead. What's up, brother?
Nah, fuck with it. The thing I want to ask is, like, for her, I think it's, do you think it's easier to pair bond with a chick if she's a virgin?
Wait, what do you, what's a pair bond? What is that?
Here you go.
What is pair bond?
Pair bonding meaning like to be able to be in a long term relationship with a woman if she's a virgin.
What? You go for it. Wait, Ed LaCar, you go first. I
this is the thing. It's easier to bond with a chick. It depends on your level of game. So if you're a guy whose game is weak, then it will be easier for you to quote unquote pair bond with a virgin. If a woman isn't a virgin and she is a woman who's been with a number of different guys, even if she, I'll say it like this because I know what he's getting at with this comment. If a woman's experiences with men have been not so positive, it's going to be hard to bond with her. If a woman's experiences were positive, it's going to be easy to bond with her. If a woman is a virgin, she usually has no experiences with men, so it's going to be most likely that it's going to be easy to bond with her. You get it?
Hello, LaCaria, where did he learn? Who taught him pair bonding?
That's just something that, you know, the manosphere has been talking about because they say that if a woman had sex with a bunch of dudes, that it's hard for her to pair bond with some, you know, with another guy, which is bullshit.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say something to you, young man. When you use terms like pair bonding, this is what she sees when you open your mouth. All right. You see what I'm saying, man? What you gotta understand is, man, y'all gotta stop using those fucking terminologies and just say go after a bitch. Well, I don't give a fuck if she's a virgin. I don't, as long as she's a woman, I'm not trying to pair bond. I'm trying to dick bond. I'm trying to bond my dick either in her mouth or bond my dick between her ass cheeks. I don't understand what pair bonding is because men don't talk that way. You got
to
get.
That's the funny part to me, Steve. I don't understand why guys are so concerned. With this whole I want to bond with the chick on some long term shit. Again, the long term shit is business. You understand? I want people to understand this, man. Like y'all see, when you talk like that, you're talking very emotional.
Yes.
Like women should be talking about pair bonding.
Yes. Like, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we talking about pair bonding?
See, brother, what happens is when a woman gets with a motherfucker like LaCario, she acting one way, but as soon as she gets home, she's like, oh, my God, I think I found the perfect guy. I think I found my husband. I think I found the father of my kids. That's how they should be. And LaCario just be like, I'm the bad boy of the dating game. Fucking, that's how just how it is. So what I'm saying to you, caller, pair bonding shit and just do man shit, okay? That's all. You don't complicate this, okay, caller?
So don't focus on it all. Just keep fucking chicks.
Do what? What? What did he say?
He's saying. Are you saying don't focus on it? Just keep fucking the chicks.
Yeah. Absolutely, brother. Okay.
So what's gonna happen when I want that main chick though? That's what I'm saying, LaCario.
But you ain't main. Okay, you ain't main chick material. You ain't main chick material to get a main chick. And if you get one, you'll get a low-hanging piece of fruit that's going to dog you out, and then you're going to be bitching about her. You ain't main chick material because you don't have a sense of self, brother. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
You know, this is the thing. This is the thing. Don't worry. You don't need to worry about a main girl. See, a main girl is gonna present herself, and then if you're actually on point with your shit, right, and you know that it's the right time for you to have a main girl, then that's when you have the main chick. You understand what I'm saying? Because again, the when you're fucking around with chicks and you're dating girls, you're hooking up with them or whatever, right? That's all you need to be concerned about at the time. I'm hooking up with these girls. I'm having my fun. I'm doing my thing. Then what's going to happen is some of these girls are going to say, hey, so where is this going? What does this mean? Like, why can't we be together? Then you got to say, wait a second. We only been together for 3 months. What the fuck are you talking about? Right? And then you keep fucking them, doing what you do, and have them prove themselves. And then at a certain point, you say, okay, look, you've proven that you could be a main girl. You understand what I'm saying? But see, you got to be a dude that understands that to even get to the level to be in that situation, to be able to have that conversation with the girl. Because if you're not, you're going to wife her up in 3 months. You feel what I'm saying? And then that's going to fuck your whole shit up because you were, it's like, again, I'm going to use the business analogy again. If I don't have enough capital and cash flow to run a business, right? And I hire employees and I don't have enough money to pay them, guess what's going to happen? My company's going to go under. I'm going to have to fire the employees and my shit's going to be done. That's the same thing that happens in a relationship. When you're a man who's not ready and who understands what it means to be a boyfriend, because it's not about just having a main girl. You still got to be a dude who's ready to be a boyfriend. It ain't about just her. It's about you also. You got to be ready to be a boyfriend so she could actually be a good girlfriend. Right, so your shit gotta be on point. Your business has to be on point before you're able to even hire anybody else to be a part of your team. And so that takes time, that takes energy, that takes you being on top of your game. So when we're talking about this whole hair bonding and all that other stuff, none of that shit don't even matter at that point. It's like, yo, we just doing our thing, and as we're doing our thing, I'm noticing and I'm recognizing that you could be that chick. And myself, if I am already that dude, I would already have known better to not let you be my girl until you've proven over time that you could be my chick. And on top of that, it don't matter if she's a virgin or not, because if you're a guy who's on point and who's on top of his game, he knows how to train a woman, whether she's a virgin or not. So if I have a business, I don't need for you to, you know, be fresh out of fucking college in order for you to hire you. You understand? You could be fresh out of college. You could have 5 years experience, whatever it is. Once you come to my company, I'm going to still have to train you on the protocols of what it means to fuck with this. And that's it.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Right. And wait, look at your screen. Pair bond to this.
From the book, Grassology. Keep eating grass, you weak bitch. We eat meat. Grassology rule one. A woman isn't going to fuck with a man whose pussy is tighter than hers. Guys, this means if you're wimpy, scared, have no confidence, or you just can't lead her, she's going to make you her bitch. Why? Because a woman doesn't want to date herself.
There you go, man. So all that pair bonding shit, please understand that they ain't going to fuck with you if you ain't got the motherfucking game, man. This is what I keep telling y'all. So... we got other calls real quick. Let me hit a quick commercial. We got other calls, and we'll be right back. We are almost done. Let me just hit a quick one. Here you go, real quick.
While everyone is either bitching about women going their own way or telling you guys never to date women, Steve, what kind of fuckboy shit is that? I'm sorry. Anyway, while they're doing everything to make you run from women, Steve is doing everything he can to push you closer. Welcome to the Man Mindset chat line. If you're ready to spit some yak or put some flavor in her ear, call this number now. You say you want women? Well, now's your chance.
All right, we're back with Mr. Lucario and Steve Dean Williams. We got two more calls in the queue. Area code 111, then 647, we got you. 111, what's your question, sir?
Good morning to the both of you. Me wanted to know, and this is because you mentioned this to the last caller, what happens if you get with a girl in a short time before 12 months? What will happen?
If you get
this guy, he's trolling.
Wait. He say if you get with a girl, look, bumper clock, get your bumper clock ass off
he's
this
trolling.
Motherfucker.
Get out of here.
You dumb motherfucker. Yes, what's the problem with you, motherfucker? You want to play games, you stupid bitch.
With a rascal bomb back like you're talking, eh? With a rascal bomb back like there's no fucking blood clad, mafia blood clad boy. Your boy.
Ass up. I don't give a fuck what you
think. Your blood clad boy. Your bomb clad boy. Your.
All right, we got. God damn, that was pretty fucking long. All right, we got.
Big ass Jamaican accent.
I know that.
Bro.
Broken ass Jamaican accent, motherfucker. All right, 647. That's a weird number. 647, what's your question, man?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to ask you guys your free advice. In terms of online dating, I've been having a lot of problems. In terms of like, you know, like getting to meet up with girls, things like that. So what would you suggest? What would your advice be?
Say it again.
Yeah, I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question, brother.
Oh, sorry, be more clear. I'm just having problems on online dating. So what would you recommend? What would your advice be?
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem you're having?
Problem having is like I'll match with a lot of girls, but then I don't get to I never get to meet up with them.
Sir, it's not about matching. Okay, y'all just because you match doesn't mean anything, because she matches with thousands of other guys. So the question that she's looking for is, are you generic? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had Chips Ahoy cookies? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had those?
Yeah.
Or Oreo?
Yeah.
Okay. Does an Oreo cookie taste the same in New York as it does in Miami?
Yep.
Does it taste the same as in Wyoming? Okay, that means you're generic. What she's looking for is something authentic. The problem is, just because you match, you think you've won. No, you haven't even gotten the game yet, because every guy matches with her. Now she's got to separate those that get her curiosity from those that get her attention. Mm-hmm. From those that get her attention, from those that she's attracted to. So there are piles of guys that you're dealing with, brother. So you're standing on the fact that you match. As soon as you open your mouth, she's going to know that you have no experience in the bedroom. You can't eat. You can't fuck. You can't put flavor in her ear. You're not romantic. You're not seductive. You're not smooth. You're not sexy. You're not dirty. You're not kinky. You're not. I can go on and on. She can tell as soon as you open your mouth. So your problem isn't the match. The problem is the motherfucking the mirror, brother. Lucario?
I want to know, what do you say to these women when you match with them?
Let me go through. Sometimes I'll say, like, I'll look at, like, something in their picture, and then I'll respond. Like, I'll give you some examples. Like, so this one girl, I'll give you an example. So once, one girl, I said, because she was playing soccer in her picture, and like I play soccer too. So I was like, okay, when this quarantine is over, we should do the crossbar challenge. Loser has to strip.
Okay, and did she respond to that?
Yeah, she said bet. So I said, okay, cool. Like, send me a number. But then after,
And then you said send me a number. Then what happened? She didn't send you a number.
No.
Okay, and then you move on to the next girl. What's another thing you said to another girl?
So another thing I said to another girl was, let's see.
Just give us another example.
Another example. I said to this one girl, I'm like, has anyone ever told you look like a hoe? And most of them answer. And then she'd be like,
how old are you, motherfucker? How old are you? You 18?
18.
Who the fuck told you to tell a bitch she looked like a hoe? Who told you that?
No, but it.
No. You've been listening to some YouTuber that told you to say that shit. Who told you to call her a bitch? Come on. Who told you?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know a unnamed name. I asked you a question. Your problem is that you ain't got no motherfucking game. If I'm talking to a bitch about soccer, I want to see a photo of the woman that's going to not kick the ball in my goal, but that's going to get on her knees and suck my dick. The fuck you mean, a bitch? You don't even have a – your balls have not dropped from your stomach yet, motherfucker, for you to sit and say the shit that you saying. Do you understand?
That's why you got the problem with the situation. Because why let me ask you a question. Why do you ask them, does anyone ever tell you look like a hoe? Why do you say that?
The reason why I said that is because, like, I was trying to make a joke because I put H, like, I put abbreviation, so H-O-E. So if they say anything, then I'll be like, oh, I look like, as a joke, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't mean a real hoe. I mean heaven on earth. And then sometimes they'll laugh. Like,
heaven on earth?
This is the problem. This is the problem I'm going to tell you the main problem. But first of all, make sure you guys get those stuff. We need more likes. Only see 41 likes, and we got over 100 some people watching it. Get them likes for people. So this is the thing. This is the problem. And then I'll tell you how to fix this shit easy, right?
Yeah.
And the easiest way to do this online, and this goes for all you guys, right? Because you how many matches do you get like within a day? Generally,
like right in a day, like right now I have like 23, but like I'll get a couple per day, maybe like 5 to 10 per day.
Okay, so good. So now you get matches, but you're not getting the shit going. So you're getting chicks, which you so they probably attracted to you, but your text game and what the shit you're saying is not hitting. So what it is cut out all the jokes, cut out all the indirect shit about, you know, looking on her profile and asking her a whole bunch of shit. And what I want you to do is that when you match with the chick, what I want you to do is I want you to get straight to the point about you and her getting together.
Thank you.
That's your first message.
Thank you. Yeah.
You understand? Okay. And you can even do a copy and paste message if you want, but it should be direct about what you want to do. So, for example, you match with a chick, you say, how old are you?
Oh, 18.
He 18.
18. Okay, so now, right now, you know, a lot of shit's closed, so you can say, listen, you know, this is an example. You say, hey, listen, what's up? When are you free? We should get together and meet at so-and-so park and you know, and chill, whatever the fuck it is, right? So something about y'all together, y'all doing something, y'all making something happen, just straight direct, so that she has to respond to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She has to. She has to respond to something progressing. Don't do a whole bunch of back and forth, you know, talking and all that other shit. Because what's going to happen is that you're going to waste a lot of time.
Yes.
With women, they will go back and forth with you. Trust me, they're going to. I'm sure when you ask these girls, do they look like a hoe? Some of them responded to you, right?
Yeah.
Right, but the thing is, you're not speaking with them because they don't go anywhere. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is you have to start out with being direct about what you're trying to do with the chick. That's it.
Okay.
And then go from there.
All right. Yeah. So we're about to wrap this up. But young man, listen to me. Listen to what Uncle Lucario's telling you, man. Okay. Stop that indirect shit. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Remember this, young man. He who hesitates masturbates, all right? He who hesitates masturbates. So you're young right now, so start sharpening your claws and your fucking fangs and stop this silly ass you a hoe. Look, after you get the pussies, you can call all kind of bitches and hoes, okay? But you can't do that right now, okay? All right? So, all right, we're going to let you go. If you want to call him, we got to take one more call, but we got to go ahead and wrap this up, We're going to wrap this up. So real quick, because we got to wrap this up. All right, 469, last caller. What's up, brother?
What's going on, homie? How you doing? You hear me?
Yeah, you good? What's going
Hello?
On?
Hello? Yeah, so Mr. Lucario, what's happening, man? So, look, this is the deal, bro. You know, I don't got no problem getting bitches and shit like that. That's not my problem, bro. You know, I know y'all got the game over there and shit like that. So, you know, I recently got them, you know, I got a couple hoes in my rotation right now, but I was fucking with this bitch or whatever, And I'm going to read you the text messages. She was kind of like, you know, bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of check the hoe the night before this shit. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of having to check the hoe, whatever, bro. But let me read you these text messages real quick. I'm kind of gangster on the bitch, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of hard on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I really do need to stop that shit. But look, she was like, I said, so, man, what, long story short, man, I hit that bitch without a condom, right? And I hit that bitch the next day. I said, you ate that? I said, you ate that Plan B? She said, new phone, this is Jacob, on some, like, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I said, bitch, you better eat that Plan B. I don't want no fucking kid with you. Quit playing with me. This is me. You know what I'm saying? The bitch was like, left my ass off. I'm JK. Yes, daddy, I did. I said, fucking hoe, don't ever play with me. She said, why you calling me a hoe for? You the one who be fucking with multiple people at a time, giving two fucks about me or my feelings. I said, the last message I hit that hoe with, I said, don't hit me up unless you want dick in your ass. Like, what you think about that shit, fool? What you think about that shit?
Yeah, hold on. Let's put
lace me up, bro.
No, I can't lace you up because you fucking up. Why do y'all fuck with the low-hanging fruit bitches? Why are y'all fucking these bitches raw? Why do y'all do this? You should be fucking with tens, nines, eights, and at the minimum, seven. Why do y'all fuck with these ancient bitches and think y'all doing shit? Damn. Lucario, go ahead, man.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the fact that you got to go through this shit with this woman is showing that you ain't really stepping up your game to deal with quality chicks, because you shouldn't have to be even having this type of conversation with her. You feel what I'm saying? So this is the type of chick you really need to charge to the game. You feel what I'm saying? And especially if you're gonna be smashing a chick like this, you gotta wrap it up, because if you get this type of chick pregnant, then this is the type of fucking energy and shit you're gonna have to do for 18 years or even longer. You feel what I'm saying? If you have your kids. So you gotta understand the difference between, you know, dealing with a chick, because the thing is, you shouldn't even have to necessarily take it to that level. And if it, the fact that it got to that level, that should indicate that this is a girl you shouldn't be fucking with. Period.
All right. Jesus. All right. Well, let's go to two commercials, and before we wrap up, let's do that and give you that real quick.
You still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
All right, let me hit this last one, and then we will wrap this joint up. Give me a second. Here we go, guys, for you.
Sometimes we need a boost or a punch in the fucking chest to give us the confidence to approach, to text, to meet, or to stand on your square. The fucking man attitude is a free product from the man mindset that'll help you get over that edge and help you get past any fears that you may have that can cripple your chances with women. We don't believe in one magic solution for everyone, so we'll keep the content flowing so you can find what works for you.
All right, Lucario, it was a good show, brother. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Tell them what's going on with you real quick.
Yeah, man. So, guys, remember, make sure you guys go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy membership, where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario. Make sure you guys follow me on there. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Guys, themanmindset.com. Guys, if y'all are new, we have a brand new kit for you that's absolutely free. Also, if you need a little punch in the chest, we have the fucking man attitudes, the FMA. And for all my man mindset guys, as soon as I get done with my dog Lucario, I'm going to do a Riding with the Dean for about 45 minutes talking about women and shit. So check it out on my live stream. But, Lucario, hey, man, it's always a pleasure, man. Hey, man, you my dog, man.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man. You feel what I'm saying? Absolutely. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure you guys get the likes up. We holler at y'all later, man.
All right, guys, we out, man.
All right.
All right, let's see. And... All right. So what you think about the commercials, brother?
Yeah, nah, that shit was hot. The whole thing was crazy. I like that shit.
All right.
Nah, you gonna point with that shit though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I can say send me some. Let me shut this off. Send me